You're listening to Mainstream Metaphysics with Nick and Audrey Newmont, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hello there. Welcome. It must be Tuesday night, and here we are with Mainstream Metaphysics. So nice to have you all join us. And just going to say, we have not one, but two fabulous guests in here today. And one of them, the first one, is one of my favorite people on the planet. This is one of my dearest, longest time friends.
Long time.
We've been friends for like 20 years.
Over.
Like 21 years. Oh my gosh. We've been friends for like 21 years.
Longer than two of her kids.
Right? Yeah, you've known me longer than the girls. So in that 21 years, her and I have had some experiences together. And one of the experiences in particular is what we're going to be talking about today. Today's theme, in case you didn't read it, it is mediumship versus channeling. And my dear friend Lisa here is actually gifted at both. Hi, Kirby. Hi, Gloria. Hi, everybody. Nice to have you all joining us. And I'll tell you ahead of time so that you can get your questions ready. Merlin will be joining us, and Nick is going to be channeling Merlin. He's sitting right over there in the green room. And so he's going to be channeling Merlin later, and we are going to be taking questions. So if you have a question about your own life, or if you have a question about something that's going on in the world, Merlin is the divine channel. He's got the answers. So get them ready, and you can either text me. Well, no, don't text me. Well, yeah, text me at 818-665-6165, or if you're on the live show, then there. So with that being said, Lisa White is an energetic beast. She has been working in energy for how many years?
Oh, in this field for over 20. And energy totally over 35, 38 years.
So tell them a little bit about you. What did you do in that first part of energy work?
Well, my original energy work was with electrical energy. I worked for a large municipal power company, and I worked on the power side, and I was a foreman for power construction. So it was just me and a lot of men, which gave me a new perspective on how men interact. And it was good. It was good. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the physical labor. It was healthy for me.
Mm-hmm.
And through that work, I was also doing this type of metaphysical energy work with the people I worked with, by them coming to me like for spiritual counseling and stuff, which they really didn't know, but then more and more people started coming. And I kept quite a few of them from quitting their job and really, really having a bad portion of their life. I'd give them new perspective, new ways to look at things. And I also channeled medium, whichever you want to call it, a lot. Some of them freaked out and other ones were like, ooh, tell me more. So
I would love it when you'd come back and tell us stories of bossing them around. I mean, you'd come back and you'd be like, you'd have to really like talk to them like a foreman. I mean, you were like the boss and you're the only woman with all these guys. So you really had to own your own, right?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I was actually, the company is over 150 years old and I was the first woman foreman. So it was groundbreaking. And I never realized that until like my last year of working there. I was able to leave there and retire from there and move on to the work that I'm doing now, the channeling and energy work and mediumship and house cleansings and all of hands-on healing, all of that stuff, the fun stuff.
That is fun stuff.
It is. It's very fun. I really enjoy it.
And you're really blessed at it.
You keep telling me that. That's why said that, yes, I would come and be a guest here. So
I had to persuade her to come here today. But I was thinking about it, and I had said that story when Becca was on. I told the story about you and that thing that happened. And I think I told it again recently. And yesterday, while I was out on my walk, Spirit was like, you know, Lisa would be great to have on the show. And I was like, you know what? You're right. So I called her this morning, and she agreed today. So kudos to you for showing up today.
Okay, so if I seem nervous, you guys, I am.
But she's great at it, right? Let's all give her a little round of applause and some good energy. So to alleviate some of your nervousness, I'm going to tell our little story.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, so when my mother passed, it was one of those moments that was, in my own life, just a really challenging thing. And there was a couple of things that happened when she passed that bring up what mediumship is. So I had told my mother, when you leave the body, it's going to be good, actually. You're going to have this whole experience. It's going to be beautiful. And the funny thing is, I was in the hospice room, and my mother was a real rock and roller. And at a point, she was just about ready to pass. It was actually the next day that she did. I'm in there brushing my teeth, and I hear this song. It's going to free my soul. I want to get lost in your rock and roll. And I was like, wow, this is like perfect for my mother right now. This is a good song. So she did pass away the next morning, and I get into her Trans Am with the Corvette engine, the bum, 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 bum. All the stations are to rock and roll music. Turn the car on, and that song came on the radio. No lie. I started to laugh. I started to cry. And it was like, oh my gosh. And so where the mediumship comes in, and I think this is what we were just recently talking about, but I wanted to say it again tonight. That morning, my mother came to Nick in the shower. We were talking about this, what, last week, right, Nick? Mm-hmm. My mother came to him in the shower and she said, tell Odd she was right. And what she meant was, when she passed, it was this beautiful experience for her.
Drifting
so,
away.
Right?
Yeah.
And so Nick was a medium in that moment. He's literally hearing my mother's voice and, you know, is able to relay that message to me. I had never told Nick that I had said all of that to her. So then fast forward, there was a few times that Nick actually saw my mother again after that in our home and being a medium as well. So then fast forward, I think it was about a year, year and a half later, I had Lisa and another friend over for dinner with their husbands. And we finished dinner and they were looking at some of these dishes that my mother had had. And we get to talking about it. And I told Lisa, hey, let's go upstairs. I'll show you all the jewelry, you know, that she had left me. So we go upstairs and you start holding the jewelry, right?
The Bakelite jewelry, yeah.
Yeah, the Bakelite jewelry. And then there was that one piece. It was actually a really nice silver piece. And as you were holding that piece, you started to say, your mother is saying this.
Yeah, it started out as me like translating for her, which I guess you guys are calling mediumship.
Mm-hmm.
I call it, it's channeled information too. So I don't know how you guys differentiate it, but her mom.
You're still Lisa.
Yes.
And you're taking in that information.
Okay, so I still feel like it's a download more than a channel, I guess.
Yeah. So you're downloading, and my mother is telling you something or another. And she said something about the house that we were in. She was telling you a few things at that point.
And something that happens with me, I don't know if it happens with all channels or mediums. The message isn't for me, so you have got to remember what I tell you because I won't. 9 times out of 10, I will not remember what the conversation was because it's not my message, it's yours. I have family members who they're going to buy a cassette recorder so they can record me because they're like, yeah, you said this, but what did you say? And I said, I have no clue. I don't remember saying that. Your channel was different because it was like I was in the room witnessing it.
Mm-hmm.
I was still there. I don't remember a lot of what she said, but I remember the feelings.
So there was that part of it. And then there was this moment where you were no longer Lisa.
Yeah.
And you were my mother.
That's where I was like, I had like stood to the side in the green room and she was using the vehicle, the body.
So when Lisa stepped out, it's almost like her face kind of changed and definitely the energy changed and her voice changed. And all of a sudden, it's no longer Lisa that I'm talking to. It's my mother. And I'm having this conversation with my mother, and she's telling me that she had moved to the other side. You know, she was there, and she was at a point, I guess, at some point where she was looking back at her life. And she was, and this is where it was very interesting. She said, you know, I really regret that I spent so much time with those cats and not with you and your brother. And I looked at her and I was like, how do you know that? You don't remember this because you weren't even there. And I looked at her and I was like, how do you know that? And then I was like, because you're my mother. Because I never told Lisa my mother had a cattery, and she would. She would spend a lot of time with the cats, and she'd tell my brother and I, go out and play. Don't come back till 5:30. So I looked at her and was like, wow, I'm really having this conversation with my mother. And then it was a real blessing because I was able to say to her that everything that ever happened was all okay, because who I was then, if I had never had all of those experiences, I wouldn't have been in the position that I was in at that time, which is still, you know, what I would say, because even now my life is really in a lot of ways very blessed. I definitely had a lot of trouble in my earlier years, and I definitely had to work through a lot of things. But in that moment, I could authentically say to her, it's all okay. And it all happened as it should. And so then there was a point where my mother was leaving, and there was this wave of energy that went from your body to mine. And it felt like if you could just feel like a wave of love, it was like that. And it was like, wow. And then Lisa, you, your back. Consciousness was back in. The really amusing, funny part of the story is, at some point in all of that, my daughter was at the end of the hallway and she's like, you guys are freaking me out. So how was that for you?
There's one thing, and I told my husband before I came here that I've never told you, that the entire time that I was, you know, watching this movie unfold, but without really hearing the dialogue, I felt your mom's tremendous love for you. Aww. And when it was ending, I was like, it might make me cry. I just wanted Audrey to feel what her mom felt for her.
Aww.
And so when she was leaving, I pushed her out.
Aww. I didn't know
and,
that.
Yeah, and then later you told me that you felt it, and I was like, good. Yes, it still makes me cry.
Well, that's the part of us that's human, and I think that's a good thing. You know, it's like having that good cry, having those good emotions coming up, that heartwarming, you know, and having it come out in the form of those tears. I think it's beautiful.
Well, part of it was I wanted it so bad because I knew that for you, because I knew that she hadn't told you that she loved you a lot in your life.
No.
But the way she felt and what she said were two different things. And I was like, Audrey needs to know this.
Yeah.
So, and besides my chest hurting really bad, turns out she was a heavy smoker. But those are the two things that I really remember from it.
Yeah. Yeah. So when we're looking at this whole idea of death and dying, you know, there's such an overwhelming amount of fear around it. And I've been working with some clients that have been having that kind of thing going on. And it's super important because we don't get taught this. It's not something to look at with dread. It's something to look at as far as it's the next expression of your soul. Remember, this is a car. The driver is the soul. It's an energy powered car. So when we have these moments like you were able to facilitate for me, that is when I'm working with somebody who is afraid. It's one of the stories that I will tell, because it's important to really get, it's not you're dead and you're done. It's just not like that, right?
That's what my dad said. He just passed a year ago. And when I was getting ready to come out here, he's like, dead hell, I'm still here. So I had to tell my husband, because he and I were talking and dad popped in. He goes, dead hell? No.
How is it for you to be hearing all these people on the other side all the time? What's it like for you?
It's nice. You're never alone. It lets you know that you're never alone. And that's what a lot of people don't get in this life when they say that they're so lonely and feeling so alone. You're never alone. You always have loved ones around you. And for you to pass over to where they are is just a beautiful thing. I mean, people say they want to cling to this life. For this life isn't everything. This is a material place. Being with them is wonderful. I absolutely adore it. I like being here too because I have good friends and husband and everything and family. But being with spirits I don't fear them at all. I had one of my workers had asked me, because I told him that I wake up, people come to see me at night. And so I'll see somebody standing next to my bed and I cover my head up. And my husband goes, "Why are you doing that?" And I said, "Because I think it might be a real person. Now, when I cover my head up and uncover it, if it's a spirit, they're gone." So I'm like, okay, I'm not afraid of the spirits. It's if it was a real person that was standing there that would freak me out. Right? And people don't get that. They're not there to hurt us.
Do you ever ask them why you're there?
Yes.
What do they say?
Sometimes they're lost. I guess they can see the light and they come to get guidance. And sometimes there are people who are traveling that are still here on Earth in this lifetime. I had one man come and I described him to my brother-in-law and he goes, "Oh, that man works for me." And I said, "Well, tell him to come bother you. Why is he coming down? They live 200 miles away." I said, "Why is he coming to my house?" So it's...
Explain what you mean, they see the light. What does that mean?
I call in every night as I go to bed. One of my meditations and thing is to bring divine light onto my property, cleansing it of any negativity, anything, just making a whole space that's surrounded of light. So anybody that comes there can feel the light. Any spirits that are on the other side that want like a wayside on their travel, it's a comforting space for them to come and just be surrounded by light. And I have a column of light in my backyard. They need to take a shower, go walk through the waterfall. It's there for them. So
that's lovely.
Well, I do it so that if light can only come into my home and it goes into my neighborhood, but anything bad that's in the neighbor can't come onto my property.
So you create your bubble of immunity.
Yep. And it can, all the good can seep out, but the bad can't seep in.
I think that's one of the things that as we make mainstream metaphysics, as we make metaphysical things more mainstream for people to understand, I think sometimes they think of it as it's a dark thing, you know, and what we practice is very much what I consider love is light. Peace is light. Yes. You know, joy is light. Compassion is light. So when we're talking about light, we're talking about all the good in the world, all the love and all of those things that I just said. And when we're looking to do this adventure here of making metaphysics more mainstream, I think it's important to understand that it's never with ill intent. It's never malicious. It's always with kindness and compassion. And I've had people before, I don't know, how about you? Do you ever have people that's like, "Oh, you know what? You practice whatever. And yes. I don't want to get anywhere near you."
My own father said, "You're a white witch." I said, "I'm not a witch." And he said, "Well," and I said, "If I was a witch, you'd be different." I'd be doing things. It's not witchcraft. The way I explained it to a 15-year-old, I had done a house cleanse at their home out here in Lake Malibu. And she was confused and, you know, hesitant. And I said, "Listen, your body runs on electrical energy. That's it. When you have a heart attack, they give you they hit you with the paddles. They hit you with electricity to restart your heart. There just happens to be some people in the world that can feel that energy and move it around. I happen to be one of those people. It's nothing scary. It's nothing woo-woo. It's nothing bad.
You just help with the electromagnetic energy that your heart is already creating. So we're just using that to assist people in leveling up."
Yes.
Yes. I'm looking at the time. It goes so fast.
It's time for Merlin.
It is time for Merlin. Thank you so
gift for
much.
Me.
Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for having
Can
me.
Can we have you back again soon?
Yes.
I think this conversation could have gone on a lot longer, but I've already promised Merlin for tonight.
Yes, I will.
So thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
And thank you guys for being patient with me and my nervousness.
Oh, you weren't nervous after we said it. You were perfect.
You're not in my tummy.
All right, Nicholas, come on over. Isn't that great? By the way, Gloria Jackman says, wow, I'd love to talk to my mother. She died on January 11th, a year ago, and she majorly misses her. Is that something that you do for people? Can you facilitate
Absolutely.
These sort of things?
Yeah.
We're going to be posting Lisa's information. I'm looking at the wrong camera. We're going to be posting Lisa's information later if anybody would like to get a hold of her. Okay? Hello, Mr. Newmont.
Hello. Hello, everyone. Before Merlin jumps in, you know, we have a couple things, quick things.
Okay.
First of all, this coming Saturday in the wee hours is a new moon. And it's a Pisces new moon, meaning the moon and the sun are all in Pisces. But it's Venus, Neptune, the sun and moon are basically all on top of each other. So on one hand, that can be very romantic. On the other hand, it could be very creative if you're looking to start a new creative endeavor, a new creative project. But it also will bring out the utmost of sensitivity in people.
No.
Okay? So don't watch movies that are called tear jerkers. You're going to shrink the carpet with four planets like that on top of it. But I will say, and if romance does approach you with Venus on one side of Neptune, and Neptune and the moon on the other side of Neptune, be careful about rose-colored glasses, okay? See clearly what you're getting into with that. And also for us here at the Newmont Center on Saturday the 20th, we're having a vision board class, which is a lot of fun. So we have a lot of cool things coming up, and want to say thank you to everyone that's been participating in the recent workshops here. They were great. The people that attended were great. And also, but more importantly, our favorite fan that watches this show.
Kirby.
Yesterday was Kirby's birthday. So
I sent him a happy little piglet.
I saw that.
On that thing.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Kirby. It's going to be a great year for you. I looked in my crystal ball.
Yep. Definitely. So anyway, that's it. And I heard you talk about Lisa and your story with Lisa and your mom and all that. I mean, that was incredible.
It really
that
was.
That whole thing. And I do remember Isla in her bedroom went, you guys are freaking me out. Yeah, that was cool. So one quick thing, you know, when we're talking about mediumship and channeling, you know, the best way to describe it is mediumship is I'm sitting here. Just like if Audrey was a spirit, Lisa's a spirit, you're having a conversation like that. Channeling is when the spirit comes through you and they are, you know, talking through you. That's the best way to describe it, the simplest way. And, you know, if you want to learn how to do that, you know, it's the M word, meditate.
Yep.
Meditate, meditate, meditate.
I think at some point we'll have to teach some more classes on that too.
And we will. Definitely. Yeah. Definitely. So anyway, all right. I guess it's not Miller time, it's Merlin time.
So if anybody is sending me things on my phone, send it via text and I can see it. Okay. Okay. Right. Let's bring in Merlin.
Yes,
and see what he has to say.
And Miss Audrey, you watch the clock.
I'm looking at the clock. Yeah, you've got about a good 20 minutes.
Okay. Is that a good 20 minutes or?
It's a good 20 minutes.
Okay.
It's going to be a good 20 minutes.
All right.
My number is 818. You go on down and on. My number is 818-665-6165. If you're sending things to my cell phone.
And you can take my phone over there, too.
I got Nick's phone, too. So if you want to ask questions, ask them here. You can ask about yourself. You can ask about things happening in the world. I might have a question or two.
Greetings, dear one.
Greetings, Merlin. How are you?
Always well.
I know.
And you, dear one, you are well?
I am well.
Good. Good to be with you. We have the audience in the box.
We have one. Yes, we have a big audience in the box, and then we have one audience in person.
Yes. That one. The anticipation of change. Humans, you are quite the children. As you look forward to something, you continually looking for when it takes place. And you have heard this before, but you want to put your attention and your deeper consciousness energy on what it is that you wish to create and manifest, not the when. What you wish to manifest comes through to you in physical or tangible evidence. When you ask about when, you are asking about something that is beyond the third dimension, which you, dear ones, have no control over. The concept of time is beyond the realm that you live in. It is managed by forces in the universe that are beyond your comprehension. But when your mindset allows itself to travel to what it is that you wish to perceive and create in your life, then you are more in your power. Do you understand? Good. This is difficult for humans to understand, for the concept of when, a moment in time, eludes them. For there is no such thing truly as a moment in time, for time exists completely as itself, in itself, always. Do you see? And so, therefore, as everything is moving continually in the universe, if you wish to locate yourself to a moment in time, it is difficult, for that is never still. You can locate yourself to a place, for that is in the three-dimensional world. Do you see? And as you have questions about these, how you say, fifth dimensional experiences, dear one, that is beyond time. And that is beyond comprehension. And many questions are being asked about these, how you say, accelerated consciousness.
Ascension.
Yes, that is what humans say. But you are not rising up with lack of gravity. It is not that. It is within the mind. It is participating with those who are of great like-mindedness and allowing those who, how you say, think differently, be with each other as they see well suited. It is not a great divide, so to speak, simply a movement to higher thought and behavior and awarenesses of things that the three-dimensional world is not aware of. You will see things that others don't. Do you understand?
I do.
The, how you say, your perception of what is invisible becomes visible.
Okay.
It's a greater awareness of more of what the universe has to offer.
Would you say in order to have that inner sight, outer sight, that it's important to let go, alleviate your fear?
Dear one, to attain most anything within your world, fear is the great obstacle.
Yeah.
And that is what must be let go. There are conversations amongst humans about one side wishes to see extraterrestrial beings, and one side says they wish, but they are afraid of them.
Yeah.
These beings exist. They walk amongst you. Some of you can see them and some cannot, but they are there. They are at a vibration that is beyond the perception of what you call your third eye.
Mm-hmm.
But as you learn to attune to higher vibrations, just as if you look out and see a tree or birds or people, you will see these beings also. But you must allow yourself to relax into the comfort of your own security, so fear simply melts away.
So with that being said, we have a question for one of our audience, and they're going and getting their second vaccine shot on Saturday and venturing out and going to the doctors and finding crazy anxiety from going back into the world. She's been, I guess, not going out so much, keeping herself isolated because of this COVID thing that's been going on. So she's out in the world. People seem to be tense and they're rude and abrupt, and they must feel anxious and on edge as well. How do we venture back into the outside world without so much fear? She says, help, Merlin.
She has answered her own question. Seems like you have been at the manipulation of those who wish to control in this time. And it has created fear and has been reacted to with fear. And the fear has perpetuated itself and has become worse over time, for individuals begin to believe the stories that they have been told without, how you say, substantiated evidence.
Mm-hmm.
It is simply word of mouth. And mankind is easily intimidated. Dear one, it is up to those of you who do your studies and do your research to see that the amount of humans that have perished in this time is no more than other great illnesses, and it has been exaggerated as to its effect on the numbers that have perished.
Right.
When there is fear in this manner, it is the same as someone is startled by their own shadow. When one realizes it is their own shadow, they are able to relax. It is similar to those who say they are afraid of the dark. There is nothing that manifests in dark that isn't in light. Nothing occurs, you see. It's simply absence of light. It is one's own fear that allows one's mind to run away with itself.
Mm-hmm.
It is wise at this time to be more educated and knowledgeable before ingesting something that is created, that is simply, how you say, sold as a great remedy.
It's very interesting. We're in such a moment where there is all this information, and there is a lot of information that is very controlled on what you call the box. So we actually have had people on that are sharing information about this vaccine. And, you know, it's such a fascinating time. People believe what the vaccine does is not even what it is doing. And it's fascinating.
People do believe what justifies and substantiates what they want to believe.
Mm-hmm.
Mankind does well when he is told what he wants to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, it justifies the feeling of, see, I was right. It is time to look deeper into truth and have the courage as a human race to truly sort out what has been happening for longer than many of you have been in physical form.
Mm-hmm.
This, dear ones, is nothing new. It has been happening for many, many times around the calendar.
Mm-hmm.
And what you refer to as centuries. Man controls, man is controlled. It is part of a balance.
Isn't this control that we have been under coming to a bit of a serious change at this point, though? I mean, isn't there a huge shift happening with that level of control?
Dear one, there is a shift within the cosmos that is already in effect.
Mm-hmm.
And that shall make its way into your world. It's not that how you say it's going to change. The change is in effect,
mm-hmm.
which is bringing out the fear of losing control, but not the people who fear they lose control. It is the governing bodies who are fearing they are losing control.
Okay.
This is why more fear is being put out in the box, as you say. There is panic. And there is great change, and there are revelations. When you study your ancient scriptures, you read about prophecies and things that were said, and these, what you call big words. These events are happening within your realm, in your lifetimes now. Do not expect things to be as they were. This destructive time shall lead to the evolution that is due to happen in this time. And there are some of your scribes and scientists that speak of this. This is that time. You're climbing your way up and out.
Nice.
But there must be patience at this time.
I think there's a lot of people that want to see the results of it now. It's like sometimes when you're in the midst of it, you can't see what's actually happening.
Dear one, there is a great undercurrent in motion. And when it comes to the surface, it will take many by surprise.
Mm-hmm.
But it will create a correction that is overdue within the realms of human society.
And it will be much better for humanity?
Humanitarianism is afoot.
Yes.
But do not ask when.
I wouldn't dream of it.
Ask what? Create and manifest. Bring what you want into your life and release what you do not want.
I think that's huge. That's such a big, big thing right there. So many people focus on what they don't want, and they have all this time and energy that is focused on that. it's important for all of us to focus on what we are wanting to create, right?
When man focuses on loving himself, the field shall be road and be no more.
Yay. Before we run out of time, Kirby just had a birthday. He's one of our people. And, oh, wait, no, this is Kim. Kim is asking this question. She's saying she's about to buy a house. Kim Threlkill, an old friend of mine. It's a big move. She's wondering, is it the right move for her?
You must ask her, is she confident in her choice?
Are you confident in your choice, Ms. Threlkill? Are you confident in it? That's a good question.
When one recognizes the feeling in the heart that a dream is coming true, they are making the right choice.
Sometimes we can second guess ourselves and take out that good positive movement forward. Literally sabotage ourselves, right?
Humans do subscribe to things being too good to be true. This is not a true statement. There is nothing that is too good.
Kim says yes. She's feeling confident. So it is the right move.
And she shall bless it.
So we're moving into really good times, yes?
Yes, you are.
This challenge, this pandemic thing, it's clearing out and life is getting better for many.
And there are other changes that will take man by surprise.
From what I'm understanding, there's going to be a lot of financial changes, much more wealth and abundance for people.
Your machinery has been breaking for some time. New equipment is due.
Does it have to do with a quantum financial system, possibly?
Dear one, you have fancy names for all these creations that man purports. The new system has been in motion and will continue to be for moons to come. It is not one singular event. It is a continual recreation and betterment.
Okay. Are we going to continue with the same establishment, the same people who are in power?
Those that you, the phraseology, are in power, they are not in power, they are in fear. You will get your eyes open. What you see is not what is truly happening. Mankind must be prepared.
How can they be prepared?
To release fear and to embrace truth and allow one's, how you say, subjective opinion on bias to go by the wayside and to open the heart, that the heart will be healed by truth and love. Release the hatred.
Yeah. I see a lot of that already starting to take place with so many people. So what final words would you like to share with us?
Continue on. Continue the path. Continue to move forward no matter what is said. Fear not the threats of being sidetracked and blocked. Be true to your heart. Know who you are, and your life shall prosper.
Yes. Thank you so much.
You are welcome, dear ones. Good to be with you.
Good to be with you too.
And we shall speak again.
Yes. And while he is coming back in, Kirby, the answer to that question is, from what I'm understanding, actually, you know what? We'll talk about that separately if you want to talk after the show. That question that you had from Merlin, I have some information around that.
What?
Kirby's asking, will the woman VP assume the power? Basically, no. No. We'll just leave it at a no.
Yep, for now. Okay.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I'm thinking our, it's like we're in the universe back here with the way that our hair is kind of melting in with it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Things are moving in a really good direction. It's as much as it looks like things are a little chaotic. We are coming out of so much of this challenging time. And if you want it to go faster, Merlin was saying, I've been saying it, Nick's been saying it, focus on what you want. Focus on the solutions. Focus on loving. Focus on going in. If you have a fear about something, start looking at the information. If you're worried or concerned about the vaccine, do your research. Make an informed decision. If you're concerned about financial things that are going on, make an informed decision with it. There's all this information. And if you're just getting information from one source, specifically like if you're getting a lot of your information from the news, there's a lot more information out there that is a lot more hopeful, a lot more optimistic, and a lot more in what the humanitarian agenda is that we've all been talking about. So if you find yourself in fear and if you find yourself nervous about things, the news off information. And I'll say from my own point of view, what we were talking about with Gloria, when you go out and about, be you, be loving, be kind, be that Gloria that I know and put up a bubble of immunity to other people's fear. It's not your business. So you spread the love, you be the sun, and other people, whatever they're doing, that's their business, not yours.
Right.
So before you go out, don't even think of it. Don't be in that thought and worry and drawing that to you. In your mind, I'm going out there. I'm going to be myself. And whatever people have going on, I'm not at the effect of it. Right?
Right. You know, sometimes it's as simple as, you know, you have one person that loves chocolate, one person loves vanilla, getting into an argument over that it's, well, one's better than the other. Why would you like that? Well, that's a ridiculous argument. You know, there's a lot of viewpoints on things.
Just go eat an Oreo. You'll get them both.
On that note.
On that note. And Gloria, your meditation is great. For those that are interested, I have a website at audreynewmont.com, and I've got a page with meditations, and I'm just about to add some more to it. So there's that. There's a whole bunch of different options. I have a resource page on my website as well. So if you're having a moment and you're feeling a little antsy and you don't want to be turning on something that's going to create more fear, any of the people that are on my list, there's always something to go and listen to that will be uplifting, inspiring, informational, you know, go there. Okay. And so how can they reach you?
I'm still like coming back in. If you have questions, you can call the office line here for the center at 818-865-8770. And my email is nnewmont, NNEWMONT. @gmail.com.
And for anybody that would like to book an appointment with Lisa, I will be putting her information at the bottom of this video. And also, she is a member of our team here at Newmont Center, so you can book an appointment with her here as well.
Yes, and Lisa is very good at what she does. She studied here with me for like 20 years. and studied a lot of different things, not just with me. So, yeah, she's excellent.
Yeah. Yeah. So with that being said, we're 2 minutes over.
You started the show. You're going to finish it.
I get to finish it. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you to all of you that show up here every week. We really, really appreciate you. And please share with your friends. And we will be back again next week. In the meantime, be good to each other. Be kind to each other. Spread the love that you are. And keep your attention and focus on all those solutions. Much love to you all.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
You're listening to Mainstream Metaphysics with Nick and Audrey Newmont, only on LA Talk Radio.